So as I mentioned there, the consumer price index has broken through that upper limit of the Reserve Bank's monetary policy target range, CPI reaching 6.5% in May. It's up from 5.9% in the 2 months prior. And that really is having a massive impact on cost of living, food prices, the price of oil, all of that being driven up by the price of food, fuel, education, rent and insurance. Let's have a look at this now with Patrick Kelly, who is the Chief Director responsible for price statistics at Stats SA. Patrick, good afternoon to you. Thanks very much for your time. That number out today is 6.5%, exceeding what the market expected. What's driving that number up?
Mandy, the key factors driving inflation at the moment are food and non-alcoholic beverage price increases and fuel price increases. Despite the fact that petrol prices themselves didn't increase that much in the month, diesel prices really did, and these, on the back of international oil price increases, have been skyrocketing. But if we're looking at an average inflation rate of 6.5%, food and non-alcoholic beverages are at 7.6%, and that is obviously something that every person in the country experiences day to day.
I see that you're saying that fuel, of course, remains the major contribution. And without the impact of fuel from the CPI reading, the headline rate falls to 5.1% from 6.5%. So that really is absolutely key here.
Yeah, that's right. So fuel inflation is currently at 2.5%. That's just an enormous amount. Yes, as you correctly say, if you were to remove that, it would bring the headline rate down to 5.1%. We do publish a variety of kind of what we would call core inflation measures. So if one looks at the number that the bank, the Reserve Bank tracks, which excludes food, non-alcoholic beverages, fuel and energy, which includes electricity prices, that's at 4.1% compared to the 6.5 headline number. So you can see that the increases are really concentrated in areas particularly that are internationally traded commodities. So even if we do look down at food, particularly the food products that are really pushing high are the grains and oils, cooking oil, these sort of things which are typically quite heavily traded internationally.
Yeah, and much of that is because of the situation in Ukraine, we know, and that is looking like it's going to persist for the remainder of the year. Also, China's response to COVID-19 earlier in May, that's also having an impact.
Yeah, look, there's always a variety of reasons why there would be these kind of cost pressures, and you've mentioned a few of those. We do see inflation skyrocketing in a number of the developed countries. I think the UK reported yesterday the highest rate in 40-something years. And economists will have some debate as to what the factors are that are driving these things. Those are having an impact in a range of countries.
Patrick, thank you very much. Patrick Kelly is the Chief Director responsible for price statistics at Stats SA, unpacking those numbers. Really frightening. And as I said, you can really feel it in your pocket. So food and non-alcoholic beverages increased by 7.6% year on year. And you see that in the price of cooking oil and everything else as well. Diesel prices jumping by 8.1% between April and May. So that really is just having a knock-on effect. It's all filtering into the South African economy. Let me know what your reaction is to that. Unfortunately, inevitably, we're going to see interest rates going up as well as the Saab tries to keep us within that band between 3.6% that we have now managed to break through.